you want something more, I mean more meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes to any of that, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, could be both rewarding and lucrative for you. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provide you with the tools and resources you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call Exit Realty Low Country Group today at 843-619-3005. That is 843-619-3005, or visit join.exitlowcountry.com and make your exit today. Good morning, and great morning, guys. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. Hey, I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. So if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. Guys, we're legacy building. So I've been taking a little bit of, if you will, poetic liberty, and I've been sharing with you all for the last several weeks, if not several months, that we are continuing to bring the best guests with the greatest impact and stories to our show. And today is no different. I'm super humbled. I am honored to have this gentleman with us today to talk with us about his journey, where he came from, where he is, and most importantly, where he's going, and how he is willing to take those of us who are up for the destination along the path with him. So I'm super, super duper honored to have with us today none other than Phil Brooks with Raw Funds. Now look, now hold on, before Phil gets started, now I got to take some of y'all back, because when he said to me Raw Funds, I said, wait a minute. I said, R-A-W. He said, yeah, that's it. I said, man, that just took me back to Big Daddy Kane, R-A-W. So we got to look, we got to welcome him today, because he is coming in raw today. Look, we're going to make this happen. We starting from the basement and we going to the attic. That's what I'm talking about. Phil, how you doing today, my man?
Man, I'm doing awesome, Corman. Thank you for having me on the show. And that was an awesome intro, man. I just got to give you that much. Man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man. I really do. So, Phil, if you don't mind, high level overview, who you are, your company, and what do you guys do?
So I'm Phil Brooks. Name of the company is Raw Funds. We also have another one that's Block for Block LLC. But what we do is we buy multifamily commercial real estate properties. We currently own over 80 units and closing on another 150 in December.
That's a good problem to have. Yeah, look here. So for our listeners, look, he sound a little bit like, well, I don't know. But yeah, that's a good problem to have, right there, Phil. So yeah. Phil, what got you into this space?
So it started long ago. My dad used to build houses from the ground up, then he lost his company. But I always liked how he used to take just a piece of land and turn it to something beautiful that people can actually have shelter and live in. So he was doing that as a little kid. He actually lost his business. He turned to drugs to cope with it. And that was something I knew I didn't want to do, just to see the impact it had on him. It did have a negative impact on me. I don't blame him, because every decision I made was because of me. And I did find myself doing other things that landed me incarcerated. When I was there, I used to read books, a lot of books, to come home to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then one day, correctional officer threw a book on my locker. I have no clue why. And it was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it changed my life. It changed my way of thinking. I started reading all self-help books, Napoleon Hill. I just started reading a lot of books on self-help and businesses.
So you became a student of a positive mindset. Richest Man in Babylon, that right there has laid out and paved the way for some of the most successful people in the world. just being blunt about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has. It shares a story and makes people process differently their thoughts, which means if you're processing your thoughts differently, then in turn, your actions are going to follow and they're going to be different as well. So we're not going to continue to do the same thing. So that is amazing, man. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, though, you said change your life.
Because I didn't know these strategies. We wasn't taught this. I was taught, because where I grew up at, you was taught to get rich or to create wealth. You had to play sports. And when I read that book, it was like, just the blueprint. It's just finances. You got to know, learn your finances. So buy assets that creates wealth. That's what I wanted to come home and do. And the good thing about this story, not only did I change my life, when I came home, my dad changed his. Because he said, when I heard the difference in you, when you came home, I wanted to be different. And he went cold turkey. It was over 15 years ago. Me and him been partners and friends on different stuff since.
So you just took me through. So look here, for whatever reason, I'm on a hip hop reference today. What I heard you saying there is that, look here, from my block, where I'm from, it is get rich or die trying. Mm-hmm. We got some 50 on that. So then we're going to take that thing a little bit further. And then you found this book and you realize, wait a minute, this is the blueprint. So look, now we done made it to Jay-Z. You got the blueprint and now you're starting to impact everything and everybody around you by leveraging the mindset that you were able to develop. That it's beyond reading. So for our listeners, guys, I want to take this beyond, because it's beyond reading. You can read things. People read the Bible all day, but they don't know anything. You got to consume it. You got to ingest it. You ingest it. You consumed all of this information. Change your thought process, how you acted, reacted with money, learning how money moves. So, man, I'm going to tell you this, Phil, and I get excited about it. So, look, I'm going to stop talking because I got to make sure that our listeners are hearing from you. But I get super excited about this stuff because I tell people all the time, money is currency. That means it flows. Mm-hmm. That's what it does. Now, sometimes it has a wave. There's at times when it is a crest. There's times when it yet crashes. But regardless, money flows. It moves. And mm-hmm. the problem is we want money to be stagnant. We want money to remain with us. Like, I got you, baby. Come on right here. And you mine. But the problem is your money wasn't meant to stay, which it was meant for you to be a conduit. Now, what you got to learn is how to divert the money. See, people don't like the way that the river run. What they do? Hold on. Let me block this. Let me cut me another path and divert that to me. So you got to learn how to move money so money flows to you.
Yes.
See, it's got to. Man, you say, hold on, I like that. See, I turned that thing right there. You got to turn the money to you. And then it comes to you. And what happens when you become a greater conduit, when money and more money flows to you, it ain't about you retaining it because you ain't building the wall and you making a lake per se. Well, even if you got a lake, there's still got to be something that contributes. Water has to come into it. And when it overflows, water's got to be able to come out of it. So currency, mm-hmm. money works the same way. But man, I ain't want to steal no thunder from you. So that was a driver for you to make an impact. What I heard, to make an impact and a positive impact on your family. And it sounds like you're accomplishing this. So why real estate?
Real estate is one of them assets where even if you buy high, if you got a chance to hold on to it, it's going to appreciate. Eventually, it's going to start creating wealth for you. As long as you can at least buy sort of right, that later on down the line, is worth a lot more. That's one of them asset classes that does that for you. And there ain't many that do that. And like I said, since I was younger, I used to watch it get built and watch the rich people buy it. So that was one of the things I wanted to do. So I started the first time I bought my first piece of property. And this is when I realized when you put in more than you're getting paid for, eventually it pays off, right? I never had a job before this, Corwin. And I came home. I got a job. I was making $9 an hour because I wanted to bring income in and buy property, but I didn't want to do it the way I used to because my mind was totally different at this time. Totally different. I won't say at this time, even though it has elevated since then, but it was just a whole different mindset. Friends looking at you different, everything. And I used to learn everything about this job. So it was in the factory, machines, whatever. And I used to follow the maintenance guy, even though they was getting paid $30 an hour and I was only making $9. I used to follow them around and learn what they was doing. So when our line went down, guess what they didn't have to do? They didn't have to come to our line because I already knew what to do. They could go to another line, get that line running, because I'm going to get this line running without y'all having to come over here. Within 90 days, I was promoted to salary $70,000 a year. And now I could go to the auction and buy me some property. Now I'm making enough income to put away, because you got to put something away for investing, even if it's pay yourself first. When I say that's the truest statement, that's the truest statement. And I made sure I did that. In that first year I was home, within 10 months, I bought 2 properties. And they were single family at that time, but it was from the auction. And it was a learning experience. One of them, as soon as I bought it, a month later, burned down to the ground, no insurance.
Man, look here, I almost fell out my chair. I almost laid myself down. Hold on, prostate. And look here, just about ready to give up the ghost, man. Oh, man, but that was a learning experience. So go right ahead from there.
Yeah. The other one I held on to it. I ended up selling it for a profit. And my goal was to buy at least one a year for 10 years and had 10 properties, and that replaced some of the income I had coming in, right? So I can eventually do it full time. And this is when I start digging deeper and I got a mentor. Now, that's the power of masterminds and being around people who is doing what you want to do. And he said, Phil, why buy one property a year for 10 houses when you could buy one building with 10 units already there? Now, you already exceeded your
goal.
10 houses for 10 years, one purchase. I'm like, so let me dig deeper into this multifamily, one building, 10 unit thing, right? And I joined another mastermind because I had no clue how I was going to buy a $1 million property when I only got $1,000 in the bank. I'm living check to check. I had no clue how I was going to be buying these properties. But I still took that money, income, and invested it in myself by joining the mastermind and being around people who was doing what I wanted to do. That's when I joined. I don't know if I can say the program on here or not. I don't mind. There's no affiliations with it. It's called The Deal Room. Jennings Smith and Yadie Smith is the ones who run that. And when I joined that, I learned how to underwrite a deal, because you need to know when you got a deal. How you going to know what to buy if you don't even know what a deal is? And underwriting is basically plugging in the income, plugging in the expenses, and also plugging in performer numbers to see if this property is worth buying, if it's going to cash flow or not, when it's going to cash flow. And with commercial properties, it goes by the income it's bringing in, not by like residential, when you got a comp around the corner. And if that house only sold for $250, your property only worth $250. Not with commercial space. Commercial go by if you generate income, how much income you're bringing in. And it goes by a certain market cap rate that the city might have that give you the value of your building.
Yep. Exactly. And people miss that, man. They miss that. Commercial real estate does operate differently. It's not, people oftentimes think, because I'm a practicing broker. And in the conversations that I have with people, oftentimes people think, well, you got to have a separate license to do commercial versus the license you have to have for residential. No, it's all the same license. You just have to have a different understanding. And the understanding on the commercial side is the deal is made by what the use of the property is. If you got a retail strip, and you're running maybe 5 boxes in this strip, then at that point in time, the rents make the deal. If the base rents, so if you're running CAM, so common area maintenance or what have you, that doesn't factor in. But if your base rents are making the place profitable, then that makes a deal. And hey, this is a deal. Let me do this. If not, then not a deal. And let me go find something else that may work out to that. So what was the first property that you bought as a commercial deal?
My first property was 26 units. It's in Donna, Texas. And this is when I was still learning. So what I did was I found this property, I underwrote it, but I handed it off to a group and just took a small percentage. It was just so I could know what it was like to take a deal from start to finish. Once I learned it, my next deal was a 24 unit in Arkansas, and I took that to start to finish myself. I found a deal, I underwrote the deal. I negotiated seller financing, and then I raised $950,000 in 2 weeks to close it. Now, where I'm from, raising almost $1 million for a commercial property was unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
But I did it in 2 weeks because I knew the numbers. I dove so deep into learning how to analyze a deal that I was confident when I was pitching it to investors who eventually invest in my deals.
So what has been like, and I'm going to frame it as the lessons learned, because this stuff is hard, man. What has been like the lessons learned, as well as the successes experienced that you've got to be a part of on this journey?
One thing I'm going to say, one of the lessons I learned, you got to be tough and strong and look at things totally different. A lot of people, just like in the market we just left out of, it wasn't a lot of deals according to people because everything was getting sold overpriced because of the interest rates and where the market was. And I had to look at it as just a few months ago, I didn't even know what a deal was. I'm happy to be underwriting, even if it's overpriced. And eventually it's not. I used the Michael Jordan method. He wasn't known for how many shots he took. He was known for the ones he made. Even if he took over 700 shots, he was still known for the ones he made. So I said, hey, I'm going to underwrite and find as many deals as I can. Eventually, I'm going to make a shot. Nothing going to work out. So that was one of, and I'm going to be honest with you, I quit my job and went full time when I started multifamily. So my income was going down. I'm still learning. I still got to tough it out. My wife in my ear like, all right, when this going to start paying off? You've been doing it and been doing this. When the income going to start coming? So it took a lot of mental toughness to understand that what you believe in and what you put your mind to, it might not happen overnight, but the consistency of it is going to happen. So that was one thing. Thank God for having faith. And then a lesson I learned is trust but verify. And I say that is we had a project manager, and this is on the second one, the 24 unit I bought in Northwest Arkansas. He gave us a good price, man. He was good, man. Even the down to the bid, it was so detailed, so professional. So you just knew you was dealing with a good professional. And we'll have meetings once a week with the property manager and the project manager to see how the project going and see how they doing and leasing up the property. And I'm getting told one thing by the project manager, but the property manager like, man, you need to just come see your property. And they work for the same company. That was funny. It was the funny thing. That's why I know God got my back. And I went to go visit the property. They was doing the work, but they, instead of ordering dumpsters, right, they was putting everything in the behind in the courtyard. Now, you got other tenants that live there. They can't even go in their backyard to the courtyard because the contractor's just dumping everything out of the old property, the paneling off the walls, putting in the courtyard. So that was one thing. Like, what is going on? So I'm talking to him. Come to find out, he wasn't even showing up for the project. He was just getting pictures and video updates from the sub contractors that he hired out. So even though things may seem like it's going according to plan and everything, I say trust for verify, because we got set behind at least 90 days because of that, because we had to get rid of him because they wasn't doing everything they were saying they was going to do. We had to hire new contractors. Now they got to come in. We got to do the bidding all over. So we lost a lot of time. So if you want to stay on schedule, and things happen, definitely in construction and things, it's be delays.
I appreciate that. What I just heard in that, Phil, is that you still got to be hands-on. As you're developing your team, you still need to be hands-on. Now, once the team is developed, then things change. So your focus and change, and you can work on continuing to grow and multiply the business. So you also, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're actually starting to coach people along the same path now. Am I right?
Correct. So I get a lot of people who reach out to me, a lot. And it's people that they were just like me. They didn't know sports, nothing beyond sports. And they like, wow, you doing it. And you got none of your own money in the deals. Like, you raising capital. That's really true. I heard people say that before, but it's really true. Yes, if you got the credibility, Yes, if you're going to have to put in 120% of sweat equity, if you don't have the equity yourself and give your partners and your investors more than they expected, it comes a lot easier, put it that way.
That it does. And people miss that. But that was something I know that you picked up between Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and then also getting over into the cash flow quadrants, how that money moves, and the investors will come back to the business owners and the people that's willing to get in and do some of the work in the trenches, because all they're going to do is just make their money just grow, multiply. So Phil, how can people get in contact with you so they can reach out? Do you have a website, or where can people locate you to get more information and connect with you on helping them to take a similar path?
Yes. So I have a website. It's called rawfunds.com. Also, it's easier to get in contact if you, I can put my number in here as well.
Give it out. So all you listeners, guys, look, you go to our website, we'll have Phil's contact information up. So please make sure if you don't get it here, get it there. But Phil, go ahead and rattle that number off, man.
Yes. Phone number is 678-478-5352. I'm also on social media, all social media platforms. On Facebook, I'm just Phil Brooks. It's just plain Phil Brooks. Then on Instagram, it's I'm Phil Brooks. So them the two social medias I can also be found on as well. You can reach out.
Awesome. Awesome. So Phil, man, we have quickly gotten to the end of today's show. So I want to say to you, I appreciate you taking time to be on here with us today and sharing your knowledge and expertise and your story, because it matters. It matters. Yeah. So boss man, again, from the bottom of my heart, man, I appreciate you being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Corin. Thank you for letting me be and share my story on here as well.
You're quite welcome. So for our listeners, guys, this has been an amazing journey, but don't forget, while the experience rests in the journey, the destination is still your goal. Y'all know how I feel. Y'all know what I say. Y'all know I always put the two of those things together, and I lay that track for you this way, which is, I love you, I love you, I love you. And we're gonna see you guys out there in those streets.